Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sean Devaney, our good buddy, NBA writer for Forbes.com and Heavy.com. Sean, how you been?
I'm pretty good, Bill. How are you?
We're doing well. So let's start with the Drew Holiday signing first and foremost. As the Bucks make a deal, they bring in Drew Holiday. Bledsoe now gone. Do you like that deal for the Bucks?
I do. Yeah. There's no question that what Bledsoe brought to them, there was some value there, but it didn't really fit with the team. You know, that they needed a guy who could be, a better shooter, who could do a little bit more in terms of caring for the ball and not turning it over, not taking too many chances. That's the kind of player that Drew Holiday is. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He's a veteran guy. And I think that's something that, when you look at one of the weak points for them, especially in the playoffs, that was something that was able to be exposed by other teams. And you won't see that as much with Drew Holiday. Terrific two-way player. Just a guy who, you look at the top 25 players in the league, you probably would have him between 20 and 25. He is that good. I just think that this is a big upgrade for them, something that they needed to do.
And then the Bogdanovich deal. It makes you kind of laugh, because this was a deal that, on one hand, if they do the deal, there's very limited money, and then they got to restock the bench. On the other hand, they do the deal, and you've got a really, really good starting five when you put Giannis in the mix and company. So what happened there?
Yeah, it's something where if you're going to agree to a sign and trade, the league really wants you to wait until you're eligible to actually sign in order to do that. And I think that was the big problem, was that you're not really able to announce a deal, to have a deal be put out there in the ether, without actually it being time to sign. So Friday was the day that we could start signing contracts in the NBA, and this deal came down on Monday. It's a softball tampering sort of situation. It's an easy one. You can't have a sign and trade before you have before free agency comes out. So it was always something that, obviously, look, and I was one of them, but you look at the deal, you think, wow, this is great. This is great for the Bucks. This is going to be great. And then only later do you say, wait, they're not supposed to do this. This is not
right.
Supposed to be how this works. Once word of the deal spread, you had other owners step in and say, wait, this, we cannot let this stand. And that's why the whole thing fell apart.
Yeah, I still look, Chris Middleton, Giannis and company, they get rid of Bledsoe, they bring in Drew Holiday. I think, Brooke Lopez, obviously, they've got good defenders there. I like Drew Holiday, what he brings. They keep some of their bench together. So it's not as if the team got worse. It's just kind of the way – it was just a fiasco. And then to find out that Bogdanovich never wanted to sign a sign and trade. He wanted to be able to go and explore restricted free agency. Don't you think you would have checked all that and crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's before you even had that kind of an announcement or let that word leak out?
Yeah, that was really the surprising thing, because, even with the trade that they had in place with Sacramento, they still were going to have to do another move or two to create enough room to where they could give Bogdanovich the kind of contract that he wanted. He winds up getting 4 years and $72 million from Atlanta. You kind of have to check with the player to do a sign and trade. So this was clumsy from the very beginning. Now, as you mentioned, you got to say that they recovered nicely. You know, they went out and they got some pretty good pieces at a bargain price, and maybe you could make the argument that they wound up better for it. You know, to get a veteran like DJ Augustine who can bring off the bench, and you have Pat Connaughton back. You get Bryn Forbes and Torrey Craig. I mean, you know, this is really a deep team, which is what Milwaukee's bread and butter has been in the past. You probably would rather have Bogdanovich, but the recovery was pretty nice for them.
DJ Augustine, good pick and roll guy, not a great defender. Defense specifically in the postseason had become somewhat problematic because they just simply didn't defend a three hardly at all. So at least in Drew Holiday, they've got a better defender. But with some of the guys they picked up, it's not like suddenly they became a defensive juggernaut. Also, you keep who was going to be involved in the trade, but a guy like Dante DiVincenzo, and DiVincenzo stays. Mm-hmm. And I really liked DiVincenzo last year. I mean, from the time he played in the regular season to the bubble in the postseason, something happened along the way because he was pretty much – him and Pat Connaughton, they were those kind of unsung hero guys. They'd hit big buckets. They'd come up with a big steal. They'd come up with a big play. And then once they got to the bubble and in the postseason, it just was non-existent. So it's kind of like you hit the reset button with those guys, but I still like their upside, right?
Yeah, I do too. And I think that, being able to keep those guys is something that will help as well. And it helps you because, you know, Drew Holiday, I believe he's either 30 or 31. He's not going to be around forever. You know, he's not going to be a guy who is on the upswing here. So you need to have some young blood behind the guys that you've got. So obviously they want to go all in for this year, but at the same time, it is nice to have some young assets behind them. And I also think I should say too, Bill, that Torrey Craig, you mentioned some of the defensive deficiencies. He's a guy who can solve a lot of that. He's a terrific defensive player.
Going along the thought process, some of the other teams, obviously Abadeo signs in Miami, and you've got people that were waiting. And I don't know what the rumors are out there, but look, wouldn't you expect Giannis to sign the Supermax? Because it seems like the organization is doing everything they can to better this team. You would assume he's going to sign the Supermax, correct?
I think that the fact that you saw the Lakers go ahead and start signing contracts for next season that will take up space in 2021, and the fact that Adebayo signed his contract in Miami, those are the two teams that probably had their eyes on potentially making a run at Antetokounmpo in the summer. The fact that both of those teams sort of sacrificed their cap space that year, that pretty much tells you what teams around the league think is going to happen here, that Giannis is going to sign. Obviously nothing official or anything like that, but it is something that I think the reaction of other teams kind of tells you what the feeling around the league is.
Last couple of years, the Bucks have had the best regular season record. Now they get into the postseason and they haven't been able to get the job done. Who are the true contenders in the East other than the Bucks?
You have to consider Miami still. Obviously they were sort of an Achilles heel for the Bucks all year. Sort of the things that they do are things that you can really poke at with the Bucks. With the way that they can shoot the three, guys like Hero and Robinson really stretch the floor. Now they add Avery Bradley as well. So I think Miami, you still have to consider them. Even if they're not one of the best regular season teams, they are still a team that has a little bit of kryptonite for Milwaukee next year, just like they did last year. So I would say Miami's there. You know, Boston, they lose Gordon Hayward. I don't think they're going to suffer that much for that. You know, we'll see how some of their young guys develop. I think that'll be the real key for them. But, you know, Boston with Jaylen Brown, Kemba Walker, and, of course, Jason Tatum, you know, they're going to be a threat as well. We'll see what, you know, the other teams I kind of – I kind of take a flyer on. I'm not sure that Toronto is going to be able to match what they did last year. I'm not sure that Philadelphia can really bounce back after a terrible season last year. They made some changes, but I just don't know that that's enough for them. So, you know, there's certainly some other teams that could surprise, but I would say Miami and Boston are still the 1-2 punch in terms of which teams are the biggest threats to the Bucks.
What do you make of Brooklyn?
I think that it's going to be a nice regular season team that's not going to be much of a threat in the playoffs. You know, I just don't think that they can play the defense. I just don't think that they're going to have the chemistry. I don't think you have obviously not much experience there in terms of playing together. I think you have a lot of guys who aren't sure what their roles are, who have had big roles, Spencer Dinwiddie and Caris LeVert. You know, they've got guys who are used to getting a certain number of shots, and now you're going to have Kyrie come in and he's going to take 16 shots and Kevin Durant's going to take 20. And it's just not going to be that much. I really suspect that this is going to be a chemistry nightmare. They'll do okay. You know, they'll win their fair share of games. I don't consider them much of a threat in the playoffs.
Sean, always good to talk to you. I appreciate some time, and thanks for kind of shedding a little light as to what you thought went so horribly wrong in the Bogdanovich deal. And it was a fiasco, but maybe the Bucks will end up being better off for it. I appreciate it, pal.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
There you go. Sean Devaney, NBA writer for Forbes.com, Heavy.com. You can find him on Twitter at Sean Devaney, at Sean Devaney. You can find his stuff there. Good, good stuff. He joins us on Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.